For 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Come on in, Arizona. Come on into my house. It's Rosie on the House. And like the man said, for 12 years in a row, the number one most popular, safest contractor referral network in the whole state of Arizona, broadcasting for 33 years with over almost 10,000 hours of broadcast time, over five broadcast affiliates, over 60,000 hourly listeners, almost a half a million audible impressions over the years, email newsletter distribution of over 7 million. So we're doing what we can to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you own a home, we want you to know about Rosie on the House. Because between our broadcast on Saturday mornings, our subscription newsletters that come to your email box every Thursday, our website that lives at RosieOnTheHouse.com, we've got the most up-to-date, complete homeowner information for you, the Arizona homeowner. We don't know about taking care of a house in Duluth, Minnesota. We don't know about managing an oil-fired furnace in Des Moines. But baby, if it has to do with owning a home in Arizona, we've been here since 1965, building and remodeling in virtually every corner of the state. From Flagstaff, shoot, I've even built a home in Wickiup, Arizona. Now, how many contractors can say that? Not very many. We've helped homeowners in Bouse, Arizona. You ever been to Bouse? Have you ever been to Bouse, Arizona? There's not much there. There's not much there, except during the Gym Festival in the West. So built and remodeled homes down in Tucson, 4th Street in Alvernon, built my, remodeled a home for my daughter who attended U of A, all the way over to Springerville and Eager, and of course, Maricopa County extensively. So if you can hear our voice, we've operated in your corner of Arizona. And if we can't answer your question, we know somebody in your neighborhood that we can get the right information. So we'd like to think that you can trust us. And I have to tell you, every once in a while, we share with y'all what happens at our office during the week. And this particular week, I talked, you know, things kind of go in waves, it seems like. The topics just hit us, and then we're like high-centered on that topic for a couple weeks, and then the next topic rolls in. This week in particular, I had 8 or 9 different homeowners on the phone that they had the specific purpose of calling us and thanking us for our referral directory. People who won't let anybody on their property if they're not Rosie certified. I met with a couple at Scottsdale Ranch the other day. Lions Roofing redid their roof. Arizona Paint Company painted their house. Bram Flooring replaced all their flooring. Talked to another couple the other day. Walker Plumbing does all their plumbing. And Johnson Roofing was mentioned. Water Treatment Technologies was mentioned. I was just overwhelmed by homeowners calling and saying, thank you for what you do, and thank you for the screening you put these people through so that I don't have to do all the checking and the verification. I know it's already done. And one man even said, Rosie, I know in Arizona we've got the, you know, the other associations, the other referral networks, the Registrar of Contractors. He says, but you know why I use your network? Because I know if I ever have a problem, I only got to make one phone call to your desk, and it's going to be taken care of. So that's the way we run the referral network at Rosie on the House. Now, we're running a little contest this hour of the broadcast. If you get our newsletter, you know what we're going to talk about this hour is do-it-yourself projects we recommend you do not tackle. These are four projects, and there's a lot of projects we recommend you don't tackle. But these are the four that seem to come up the most often. And we just don't feel, unless you have specific qualifications, that you should tackle them as a do-it-yourselfer. Now, if you've got in your history a do-it-yourself project that was a fail, we'd like you to call the program now at 1-888-767-4348. Our flagship broadcast affiliate, KTAR, has given us sweet tickets to the Diamondbacks games, to several games coming up. If you call with your do-it-yourself fail story, and you can use an anonymous name over air, we just need your contact information, you'll be entered into a little basket. We'll be drawing some names so you can join the Rosie on the House team in a suite to watch the Diamondbacks for an evening and be our guest, okay? So if you've tackled a do-it-yourself project that was a fail, or you know someone that has, reach out to them and have them call us now at 1-888-767-4348. There's a good chance you'll end up in a suite with the Rosie on the House team watching the Diamondbacks game. Here, we've got three games coming up, and you can have your pick which game you want to attend. So give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Talking about four projects you shouldn't tackle on your own. Generally speaking, we like to tell people, leave the roof to experts, okay? Even roofs that look like they're in good shape could be suffering from imminent leaks. And many of you found that out just in the last 10 days. We were telling you back in March and April, now's the time to have a Rosie certified roofer walk your roof and do an analysis of what condition it's in. And now many, many roofs have leaked all across Arizona in the last 2 weeks. Roofs that from the untrained eye on the ground look like they're in pretty good shape. It takes a trained eye on the roof observing particular weak links that every roof has to determine if that roof is due for a service or a maintenance call. We don't encourage people getting on the roof for a couple reasons. One, falling from ladders is one of the number one causative factors of admittance into ICUs at the hospital all across the country. Ladder safety is really critical. Let me just tell you a couple real safety rules. When ascending the ladder, when climbing the ladder, you want to get on the roof, you need to make sure that ladder is extending up beyond the edge of the roof a good couple feet. Make sure the ladder is extending at least 2 feet above the roof. So as you step off the ladder, you can use it as a pivot point with your hand. It's also a great way of stabilizing it when you're coming off the roof, getting ready to descend the ladder. The number one reason ladders are one of the top causes of admittances into intensive care units is because people climb them in flip-flop sandals, or they come down the ladder facing outward and their heel misses the next rung down. And then you are sliding down the ladder in a very steep fashion, meeting the ground at a high rate of speed, causing some amount of bodily damage. So roofs, generally speaking, for your safety, are a reason or a do-it-yourself project that we would tell you, don't tackle yourself. You don't have the trained eye to see the weak links. That roof can look perfectly fine to the naive, untrained eye, and a skilled jaundiced, experienced eye could get up there and see multiple problems. Roofing, not generally a do-it-yourself project.
And that's our blog for today's article, the top four things that aren't do-it-yourself. And we'll talk about the other ones through the remainder of this broadcast. Calls are lining up if you'd like to join the conversation. And we've got our first caller with a DIY project gone bad. So let's see what Dave on line two has to share with us this morning. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Go ahead, David.
Hi. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes. I tried to stain my concrete floors in my home, pulled up the carpet, and I see all the videos online, and I thought it would be something simple to do. So I went to the local supplier and bought on material and got the instructions and read the video, watched the videos over and over again, and attempted to do it, and I, you know, took days, weeks, maybe even a month to prep the floors, to clean them, to get up all the adhesive and all the markers, you know, how they mark the floors,
yeah,
you know,
sure,
where the pipes are and everything.
Sure.
And it took forever to get that up, and, you know, hours and hours and hours, and those expensive diamond blades that
yes,
you have to put on your grinder.
Yeah.
And, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars later, I could have just hired a contractor because I destroyed the floor. It was, it was horrible. I bought the wrong sprayer. It sprayed in puddles and it did not come out the color that I wanted to come out. And I went back to the store, bought more stain and tried to make it better, and it just made it worse.
Over
$3,000 later, I could have just hired a contractor and had him out there for maybe the same money and had my nice floor. And then I had to turn around and, you know, hire a contractor to come out and put carpet over the floor.
Oh, David, we appreciate the phone call. Appreciate you. We're going to enter your name into a opportunity to join us at a Diamondback Suites game. We've got the Pirates, the Padres, and the Braves games coming up that we've got a suite to. So you'll be entered in for you and one other person to join us in the suites. Staining concrete. You know, it's funny. I was at a school teacher's house in Sunny Slope this week who needed a kitchen remodel, and she painted her floor 20 years ago. And Romy, she painted it. Her husband was an auto detailer, a bodywork guy who has the pinstripe tape that you put on a car when you're painting the pinstripe. She used that to designate large 24 and 36 inch wide tile. And she painted it like individual tiles 20 years ago. It was absolutely gorgeous. When I walked in, the first thing I noticed about her house was her beautiful floors. And she said, oh, well, I'm at a Bram floor. Come cover all those because it's worn out. So staining your concrete floors, as David can testify, it's tricky.